It's again for the afternoon, Thursday and Friday.
The Louisiana Wildfowl Festival is October 28th and 29th at the Castine Center at Pelican Park in Mandeville. See over 2,000 hand-carved and selected decoys and other stunning wildlife. Reserve a spot at Saturday's dinner and meet guest speaker, lead judge, and 18-time world champion, Pat Goddard. See live decoy carving and painting at the Louisiana Wildfowl Festival October 28th and 29th at the Castine Center in Mandeville, Pelican Park. There's an absentee auction for non-attendees at lwctg.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC. Welcome to William Wallace for America. It's your time to speak out about the things that make America the greatest country on earth. And also find things in our country that we can unite on. Your host is William Wallace. William welcomes your positive solutions and questions by calling 504-556-9696. And now your host, William Wallace.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning into my show, William Wallace for America. Today, we are live in WGSO Studios. And, you know, if you're wanting to hear the same old, then yeah, just go and change channels right now. I'm going to give you something that I want you to hear, because all too often when I go on the air, I want to do something that's different. I want you to get some different information other than just what everybody else is talking about. So today there's something that I'm working on my podcast that I think that you'll find interesting, and I'm not going to give you the whole thing that I'm doing on my podcast. I'm only going to give you a small snippet of it today, and it's going to take the whole hour probably. So if I decide to take some callers, I'll let you know. But it's something that I'm finding extremely interesting that I'm going somewhere with on the podcast. So in the next week, I'll be doing a much longer show about this topic. And again, this is just a part of it. Today's show brought to you by Pell Hughes. Please, for all your printing and direct mail needs, go to Pell Hughes. Call Adam Strauss over there at Pell Hughes. He is going to give you not only a great deal, but some really good service over there. Adam Strauss at Pell Hughes. But today, we're going to talk about how the thread of freedom has run through the veins of humans since the beginning of time. A lot of people think that it just came about when the founding fathers came to America and said freedom and declare independence, and they're going to create this document of that just espouses the freedoms that we were endowed by our Creator with. And we get those freedoms from our Creator, and they're protected in our Constitution, and that's it. And there we go. That's our freedom. But there's other people who have studied history and know about other times where humans have not only craved their freedom, but gone after it. And those times we'll talk about later, but I'm going to go back before Jesus. And you might not realize that before Jesus, there were actually people that wanted freedom. That before Jesus, there were people that felt not only that they wanted to find a way to own their freedom, but they wanted something that protected their freedom. And a lot of people don't realize that our founding fathers in America, you know, people think that they just came up with this idea to declare independence, and here's the Constitution, and that's it. Another, I don't want to say it, another simplified belief that I see in a lot of people. But what we don't realize, what many people don't realize, is our founding fathers researched thousands of years of history to get our Constitution. They didn't get it just because they go, oh, you know, we need the right to carry guns and we need this right and that right, and they pull it out of their derrieres, because that's the word they used back then, I guess. And they said, and we're going to write this down, this is going to be it. No, our founding fathers were historians. And it was harder to be a historian back then because you don't just go Google something. You don't just go to a library and pull a book all off, because libraries were destroyed, and that's a whole other part that I'll talk about later in the bigger episode. But in the Roman times, there were, in the Forum, there was something called the 12 tables. And I'm going to go over the 12 tables today that might astound you a little bit. It's, some of it's going to be kind of almost simple sounding. Some of it's going to be, you know, where you go, that is almost too good. It's almost too simple. But when you hear these 12 tables, you're going to, in some of them, some ways, you will make a connection between before Jesus and our Constitution. The laws, and I'm reading from Wikipedia, by the way, on this one, to set the table. The laws of the 12 tables was the legislation that stood at the foundation of Roman law, formally promulgated in 449 BC. The tables consolidated earlier traditions into an enduring set of laws. You see, even back then, humans realized that it wasn't just like, freedom wasn't just like, okay, we're here, we do what we want. It had freedom, while freedom is the ability to do what you want and live as you want, be who you want to be, do what you want. Yes, I said that. It's also, when freedom is part of a society, it's got to be held together by a rule of law. And our founding fathers saw that, and here in America, but even back then, and you don't think about as this being something as old as the Roman Empire, you don't really catch it. You don't think about it because you go, oh, wow, that was back then. They were just like killing each other. But no, it's different than that. Even back then, men realized that our freedoms were a gift. They were, you know, freedom is a burden. It's something that when you've got it, you've got to protect it. And when law and government is done correctly, freedom can be protected in a way that it doesn't trample on other people's freedoms. And when you hear these 12 tables, you're going to see that. In the Forum, the 12 tables stated the rights and duties of the Roman citizen. Their formulation was the result of considerable agitation by the plebeian class, that's the, you know, people like us, the little guys, who had hitherto been excluded from the higher benefits of the Republic. The law had previously been unwritten and exclusively interpreted by upper-class priests. As it's going to explain in just a minute, they actually engraved these on 12 bronze plates, I think it was. Something of the regard with which later the Romans came to view the 12 tables is captured in the remark of Cicero, that the 12 tables seem to me assuredly to surpass the libraries of all the philosophers, both in weight of authority and in plenitude of utility. Cicero scarcely exaggerated the 12 tables, formed the basis of the Roman law for 1,000 years. When you hear these, when we get back from the break, you're actually, it's going to be a little eye-opening here on William Wallace for America, live from WGSO 990 AM studios.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
Why buy new when you can renew? Check out Piazza's Top Gun Coatings in Harahan, Louisiana. They can take that tired old patio furniture, railings, rims, and almost anything made of metal and make it look new again. They do powder and ceramic coating and dustless media blasting to clean it. Please visit Piazza's Top Gun Coatings website at TopGunCoatings.net or call them at 504-667-3626. A very smart financial person once said there are five G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Golden Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD. I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products. And you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA. When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Parkview Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Parkview Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Parkview Historic Hotel a unique experience.
All right, we are back with the show brought to you by Pell Hughes Printing and Direct Mail. The 12 tables are sufficiently comprehensive that their substance has been described as a code, although modern scholars consider this characterization exaggerated. The tables are a sequence of definitions of various private rights and procedures they generally took for granted, such things as the institutions of the family and various rituals for formal transactions. The drafting and development, there's no scholarly agreement about the exact historical account of the creation and promulgation of the laws of the 12 tables. Ancient writers' stories about the 12 tables were recorded a couple of centuries later in the 2nd and 1st centuries B.C., that actually wrote things about them. So let's go ahead and jump to this. The 12 tables, as I read through this, you're going to find there's there's some simple things in here. There's actually some things that sound almost barbaric. And there's some things that you go, why don't we do that today? Don't make any assumptions what I'm referring to, please, when you hear these. So Tables 1 and 2 were procedure for courts and judges and further enactments on trials. These two tables are concerned with the Roman court proceedings. Table 1 covers proceedings between the defendant and the plaintiff with responses to potential situations such as when age or illness prevents the defendant from making appearance. Then transportation has to be arranged to assist them. It also deals with, imagine if you will, we're going back before cars. We're going back to a time when not even everybody had horses or chariots at the time. And imagine if you will, that they're talking about defendants and plaintiffs, and if they had to show up, if illness or the ability to have transportation had to be arranged. Even back then, they were being considerate of individual rights to a fair trial. The failure of appearance by the, so this is, it also deals with the failure of appearance by the defendant. If there is a failure to appear by either party, then after noon, the judge must make judgment in favor of the one who is present. Something that still happens today, thousands of years later. It provides a timetable for the trial, which ends at sunset. That doesn't happen today because trials go on forever, but at least they give you they had a time frame which may or may not consider people's rights. But I want you to think about the context of these and the thought that goes behind these, because that goes to a speedy trial. So again, things jump out at you when you realize that our founding fathers studied these when it came time to write the Constitution, and when the laws of the land in America happened after that as a result. And even before the Constitution, people don't realize that there were still laws of our land that had to be abided by back then. And all of these things you'll see permeate through history. Table 2 sets the amount of financial stake for each party depending on the source of litigation, what to do in case of impairment of the judge, and rules of who must present evidence. Again, these are all things that are in our current courts that go back to these times of the 12 tables. Now, you're going to kind of lose a little interest on some of these, but some of these, again, let me do this. Tables 1 and 2 are for courts and trials and further enactments on trials. Tables 3, the execution of judgments. 4, rights of familial needs, which those are really interesting. 5, legal guardianship and inheritance laws. Table 6, acquisition and possession. 7 is land rights and crimes. Table 8, torts and delicts, laws of injury. Public law is 9. Sacred law is 10. And 11 and 12 are supplements. So we talked about 1 and 2. Table 3. Featured within the 12 tables are 5 rules about how to execute judgments in terms of debtors and creditors. These rules show how the ancient Romans maintained peace with financial policy. In the book, The 12 Tables, written by an anonymous source due to its origins being collaborated through a series of translations of tablets and ancient references. Number 1 on Table 3, of debt acknowledgement and for matters judged in court in lore or ire, 30 days shall be allowed by law for payment or for satisfaction. So we still have time frames today on when judgments have to be paid. 2, after that elapse of 30 days without payment, hand shall be laid on manus infection, the debtor. He shall be brought into court in Ewis, I think that's how it's pronounced. 3, unless he, the debtor, discharge the debtor, unless someone appear in court in your to guarantee payment for him, he, the creditor, shall take the debtor with him. He shall bind him either with thong or with fetters. Fetters, not feathers. So it's not thongs and fetter. It is a thong. With thong or fetters, that's not feathers, of which the weight shall be, and there you go, that's why the feathers come in, but it's fetters, of which the weight shall not be not less than 15 pounds, or shall be more if he, the creditor, choose. So you see, there's certain obligations that, or there's certain ways that the courts protect the debtor in the event that he, well, in this case, he has a time frame. These things, again, jump out at us when we look at our own laws today. Again, it goes back to how the threat of freedom, man's understanding, how freedom is tied to a society of rules and laws, how fragile freedom is, how much it has to be protected by an orderly society, which these laws have, like I said, permeated from before Jesus to now. 5, unless they, the debtors, make a compromise, they, the debtors, shall be held in bonds for 60 days. During those days, they shall be brought to the magistrate into the comitia meeting place on 3 successive markets. The 5 mandates of the 12 tables encompassing debt created a new understanding with social classes in ancient Rome that ensured financial exploitation would be limited within legal business transactions. Again, the point of this is not to bore you with Roman history, but to show you how freedom has transcended through history and how freedom, the fragility of freedom, needs certain rules and laws that protect people, because in life, there's always going to be in life, the fragility of freedom is always going to affect some people adversely. It's going to affect others unequally, because freedom isn't equality. It's not equity. Raw freedom is something that knows no party, no boundaries, doesn't know equity, doesn't know equality. It's something that the human spirit can travel through life with if they are in a ruly society. We got more after the break here on William Wallace for America.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you. I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA. Why buy new when you can renew? Check out Piazza's Top Gun Coatings in Harahan, Louisiana. They can take that tired old patio furniture, railings, rims, and almost anything made of metal and make it look new again.
They do powder and ceramic coating and dustless media blasting to clean it. Please visit Piazza's Top Gun Coatings website at topguncoatings.net or call them at 504-667-3626.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. At least two people are reportedly dead and approximately 30 injured after a massive pileup on Interstate 55 in St. John the Baptist Parish. Reports say around 100 vehicles were involved. Three 18-wheelers were involved in the accident, and at least two were fully engulfed in flames. The interstate in both directions is closed, and first responders from multiple agencies responded. State Police Sergeant Kate Stegall says fog and smoke from nearby marsh fires led to a very low visibility.
We are now dealing with multiple crashes involving multiple vehicles, both on the northbound side as well as the southbound side of I-55. As a result, we have several road closures associated.
For a listing of those road closures and rerouting instructions, visit la511.org or follow LSP on social media. The Blood Center and local hospitals are also asking for donations. For locations where you can donate blood, go to thebloodcenter.org, LRN.
No more mold. No more damage. No more outdated old bathroom. No more slipping and hurting. No more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-770-5322. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-770-5322. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-770-5322. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-770-5322. That's 800-770-5322.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
A very smart financial person once said there are five G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Golden Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD. When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Parkview Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Parkview Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Parkview Historic Hotel a unique experience.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
All right, welcome back to William Wallace for America, brought to you by Pell Hughes Printing and Direct Mail. We're talking about the 12 tables of the Romans, and these next ones are going to get really interesting. And again, this is tied to freedom, and if you look at what the Romans did back then, it really laid the foundations for freedom throughout history, because had it not been for these 12 tables, there would have not been any examples this early. I'm sure it would come up at some point later down the road, possibly, but the Romans and the Greeks, they were all known for their think tanks, if you will, to be able to come up with these types of structures for society. But what's interesting is how timeless they are and how they got forgotten at certain times in our history and brought back other times. These are the interesting ones. Table 4 is right of familial needs. The fourth table of the 12 tables deals with the specific rights of patriarchs of families. One of the first proclamations of Table 4 is that dreadfully deformed children must be quickly euthanized. It also explains that sons are born into inheritance. Let me go back to that. Not to be morbid, but this is one of the laws of these 12 tables. To think that back then, deformities were automatically euthanized. It had no respect for life in one sense, but now with modern medicine, we don't have to have laws like that, thank God. It also explains that sons are born into inheritance of their families. Babies with physical and mental diseases must be killed by the father himself. If a husband no longer wants to be married to his wife, he can remove her from the household and order her to mind her own affairs and leave, period. Not all the codes of Table 4 are to the benefit of only the patriarch. If a father attempts to sell his son 3 times, then the son earns his freedom from the father. Now, I want you to notice how many more rights. Of course, these are not good examples of freedom. Back then, this was considered normal, but in modern society, as freedom has permeated and as we've become more of a modern society and more understanding, and of course, women's rights and children's rights, we see that, thank God, that a lot of these have gone away. But back then, it was about the man's rights, or the patriarch, the male of the family, of the male patriarch of the family. But again, freedom screamed, and humans through history listened. The 12 tables 5, 6, and 10 all pertain to women. It's not in order here. The 12 tables have 3 sections that pertain to women as they concern estates and guardianship, ownership and possession, and religion, which give a basic understanding as to the legal rights of females. Table 5, female heirs should remain under guardianship even when they have attained the age of majority, but exception is made for the Vestal Virgins. Table 6, ownership and possession, where a woman who has not been united to a man in marriage lives with him for an entire year without interruption of 3 nights, what she shall pass into his power as his legal wife. Now, doesn't that sound familiar? That goes back to our cohabitation laws these days, where a woman, oh goodness, what's the name of that? I'm having an old person moment. What it's called when a man and woman live together for a certain amount of time, they're considered married, and if they get not so much married, but if they get separated, they have to split it up like they were married. I'll get back to that in a second. So It's interesting that even back then, if a woman lives with a man, and this is going back to the before Jesus, if a woman lives with a man for more than a year, of course, without the interruption of three nights, then she shall pass in his power as his legal wife. It doesn't say anything that she has rights to his belongings. It just says that her, I guess, ownership of her goes to the man. Table 10, women shall not, during a funeral, lacerate their faces. Thank God that that's not, or tear their cheeks with their nails, nor shall they utter loud cries, bewailing the dead. Okay, that's a new one, but I guess they did that back then. But here they made it. Now, what's interesting is you think about how before that, if that was practice of women, how this law makes it illegal and we don't see it anymore. One of the aspects highlighted in the 12 tables is a woman's legal status and standing in society. Women were considered to be under a form of guardianship similar to that of minors, and sections on ownership and possession give the impression that women were considered to be akin to a piece of real estate or property due to the use of terms such as ownership and possession. Again, through time, freedom screamed, people listened, and when through history, when women wanted freedom from these barbaric rules, you know, of course, women's suffrage for voting in modern times, in the last couple hundred years, and even before that, when women's rights became more and more, I guess, paramount, when women's rights became more and more of a necessity and of importance to the human race, the right women in history stood up and had laws changed so we don't see these things again. Freedom screamed, that threat of freedom, you know, came out and pulled society and got through societies to where we are now, where we have even more freedoms that we needed to have. Table 7, land rights and crimes. This table outlines the attitudes towards property. The following are all rules about property. Boundary disputes are settled by third parties. Okay, that's fair enough. Road widths are 8 feet wide on straight parts and double that in turns. And today, I do believe our roads are still 8 feet wide. People who live near the road are in charge of maintaining it. If a road is not well maintained, then carts and animals can be ridden where the riders wish. That was a part of our society for a long time before government found it could control the roads and bridges. But the roads and bridges were, even up until times in American history, roads and bridges were to be maintained by the people who lived by them, which gives people more freedom. It takes freedom away from government. Now that government has control of all this, they want to tax us in the name of, oh, we're going to provide roads and bridges and security. But back then, people had more freedom because of this. Not pertaining to the earlier rules with women. I get it. We are beyond that and in a better place in society for freedom for everybody. But in a case like this, maybe we should be maintaining our own roads and bridges. We would know better, maintain them better, and we would not be given that power to government. People who live near the road property owners can request removal of trees that have been blown onto their property. Of course, referring to people who live next door. Fruit that falls from a tree onto a neighbor's property still belongs to the original tree owner. Table 8, torts and delicts, laws of injury. Torts are laws dealing with litigating wrongs that occur between citizens. One such situation is that of physical injury, retaliation for which can range from dealing the perpetrator an injury in kind to monetary compensation to the injured. This table also establishes the legal ramifications for damage dealt to property by animals and damage dealt to crops by people or animals. The penalty for stealing crops is hanging as sacrifice to Ceres. The table also describes several laws dealing with theft. That was about table 8, which goes into a lot more. When you read the tables that were printed and publicly displayed gave the basic summary of all of these. This goes into a little bit more depth, and of course, there's even more depth laws in writing. We're going to finish this up when we get back here on William Wallace for America after the break.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
Why buy new when you can renew? Check out Piazza's Top Gun Coatings in Harahan, Louisiana. They can take that tired old patio furniture, railings, rims, and almost anything made of metal and make it look new again. They do powder and ceramic coating and dustless media blasting to clean it. Please visit Piazza's Top Gun Coatings website at topguncoatings.net or call them at 504-667-3626.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
A very smart financial person once said there are 5 G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Gold and Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products. And you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Parkview Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Parkview Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Parkview Historic Hotel a unique experience.
All right, welcome back to William Wallace for America, brought to you by Pell Hughes Direct Mail and Printing. Call Adam Strauss over there. So we're going to finish up here, table 9. I know it was kind of jumps right a little bit. This section of the tables makes it illegal for anyone to define that a citizen of Rome is, with the exception of the greatest assembly or maximus comitatus. It also outlines execution of those who are unconvicted, bribery of judges, and extradition of a citizen to enemy powers. Of course, it was illegal to bribe a judge back then, as it is today. Of course, freedom, I guess, like I said, in its purest form, is going to be truth. It's going to expose truth over time. And which is why over time, some of these laws were done away with, modernized, if you will, and worked on, which I'll explain here in a minute. Oh, by the way, when two people live together, it's common. It's a common law marriage, and that's what it refers to in the other table. Tables 11 and 12, marriage between classes, a person of a certain class shall not partake in marriage with a person of a lower class. Hello. Of course, that happened, that some of that is noticed today. It's not disallowed, but it's noticed if somebody, some very poor person marries a very rich person. That's a whole other story. Table 12, binding into law, if a slave shall have committed theft or done damage with his master's knowledge, the action for damages is in the slave's name. So think about that. If a slave shall have committed theft or done damage with his master's knowledge, the action for damages is in the slave's name. I'm sure it probably at one point before that was that the owner is was responsible. So they transferred it and said, hey, guilt belongs to the person who did it. The 12 tables are often cited as a foundation for ancient Roman law. The 12 tables provided an early understanding of some key concepts such as justice, equality, and punishment, although legal reform occurred soon after the implementation of the 12 tables. Like I was saying, reform occurred after all these are made, but because when freedom screams, truth happens. When people want freedom and they want truth, then it becomes fluid. Not that our Constitution or our laws need to be fluid, but the spirit of freedom becomes fluid, and when truth comes out, we notice where we have to create certain laws to protect certain freedoms. It's not that we need more laws to necessarily protect freedom, but we need more society, more, we need these laws in society to hold a framework together that allows freedom to be fluid. There's a difference. You don't need laws to control freedom. You need laws to create a network or a system of government that allows freedom to travel more fluidly. So over the article goes on to explain how laws have been massaged throughout history and how things have happened since then. The 12 tables also heavily influenced and are referenced in later Roman laws text, especially the Digest of the Justinian. Such laws for the Digest that are derived from the 12 tables are the legal recompense for the damage caused by an animal, protocol for inheritance, and also laws about structural property damage. Back to our Constitution, it goes in to say the influence of the 12 tables are still evident in the modern day. The 12 tables play a significant role in the basis of the early American legal system. Political theorists such as James Madison have highlighted the importance of the 12 tables in crafting the United States Bill of Rights. The idea of property was also perpetuated in the 12 tables, including the different forms of money, land, and slaves. Like I said a little while ago, what happened was, I just read kind of a summary. There's a lot more in depth of those laws in there. And like I said at the beginning of the show, our founding fathers didn't just pull a lot of these ideas out of their ears. They actually went through history to see what worked and what didn't work. And many of them reference, like I just now told you, the 12 tables. They reference parts of things throughout history that guided freedom, that protected freedom, but let freedom be able to guide itself through these structures. an additional example, the 12 tables are tied into the notion of jus commune, which translates as common law, but is commonly referred to as civil law in English-speaking countries. Some countries, including South Africa and San Marino, are still based their current legal system on aspects of jus commune. In addition, law school students throughout the world are still required to study the 12 tables as well as other facets of Roman law in order to better understand the current legal system in place. So while I've given you a lot of commentary and read a lot from this article, the purpose was so you could see that it's not just my opinion, but to bring some facts together with my opinion, but to show you how freedom has been that thread from the beginning of time, and how a society with rules and laws that don't control freedom but control society allows freedom to prevail in the human spirit. You see, that's what we have to look at today. There are a lot of laws on the books, and our elected officials are always constantly trying to create more laws on the books that, in essence, control freedom instead of letting it flow in a natural way. Our elected officials, through the years, have been a little confused, to say the least. They've allowed their bodies of government to create laws not thinking about freedom, not considering freedom as it pertains to the human spirit, but creating laws that dictate how we live and how our freedoms are controlled to be able to maintain a certain order. And I'll add this, not that they're thinking it, but usually it occurs in a financial reward for government. Government, in a lot of ways, benefits financially from the rules and laws that it makes that affects our freedoms. And there goes, or there happens after that, the opinion of some that the good nature of these laws, because it's about public safety in many cases, or it's about, you know, ways that protect people's property rights. That's for a whole other show. And as we're winding down my last 40 seconds on today's show, that is a whole other show for another time on how government has encroached on our freedoms and liberties, or the thread of freedom as it runs through our veins in such a way that it has benefited by controlling them with rules and laws. Thank you so much for listening. Tune into my podcast, William Wallace for America. I'm on all podcast apps. Catch me on Facebook, Rumble, YouTube. Not so much YouTube right now. They're kind of censoring me a little bit. But thank you so much for tuning in to my show, William Wallace for America. Like, follow, subscribe, and I'll talk to you next week.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
A very smart financial person once said there are five G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Gold and Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD. I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products. And you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
Join me, BJ Rust, every Saturday night at 7 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.